This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:36. You are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila, and we are continuing our hour-long look at the emergency ordinance that has been gazetted. Now we want to look specifically at the suspension of Parliament, right? Because during the declaration of emergency on Monday, Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin announced that there will be no parliamentary sittings during the state of emergency, as well as no elections. And that prompted some pretty immediate reactions. Lawyer Sharizan Johan tweeted, for example, that the proclamation of emergency does not automatically suspend Parliament. There must be an emergency ordinance to do so. And so now we find ourselves with the said ordinance.
So the emergency ordinance was gazetted just yesterday, actually. So now we can actually read through the terms. And according to it, neither parliament nor state legislatures can sit as long as the state of emergency lasts. But if you dive into it a little bit, just to be clear, this is what the ordinance says in relation to parliament itself. For the period of the state of emergency, constitutional rules relating to calling for, discontinuing and dissolving parliament will not apply, and parliament can be called, discontinued and dissolved on a date determined to be suitable by the AGONG.
Just to say that we use the word discontinued there, but what the ordinance said was prorogue, which is a word that I'd never heard of before, and I just wanted to highlight it as a word of the day. Apparently that's what it means. Meanwhile, PKR MP Hassan Abdul Karim has challenged the suspension of parliament, saying that there is no constitutional basis for it. Hassan, who is also a lawyer, said that the Yang di-Pertuan Agong consented to issue the emergency proclamation, but that this does not necessarily affect the suspension of parliament. He also pointed out that the history of Malaysia's laws showed that the country had experienced 4 legally enforced emergencies from 1971 to 2012, and that parliament was really only suspended in 1969 until 71, and that was due to the events surrounding May 13th, of course.
So I think this was interesting to me because the moment the emergency declaration came out, many people automatically went to, oh, Parliament will be suspended. And so I think it was easy to kind of take it as a given that that is the way it is. But what all of these questions are bringing up is that that isn't necessarily the way it is, that these are actually two separate things that need to have separate chains of, I suppose, ways in which they need to be passed and put into effect.
Yeah, I think it's also a question here of the narrative, right, of the emergency, because the stated reason, and there's no denying that we are in the middle of a pandemic, and in fact, the numbers are continuing to be alarming. But the stated reason for the emergency is to be able to channel all our resources towards fighting COVID-19, to be able to preserve the economy through it. And the argument is that having political stability, having governmental stability is key in terms of ensuring that this can actually happen. Of course, the reason why that governmental stability was in question in the first place is because of all the politicking that has been going on, mm-hmm. and the question of whether or not we know who commands parliamentary majority. So that's why parliament is also of interest, right? Aside from the fact that it serves as an important check and balance to debating things, to passing laws, to ensuring that what happens is in the interests of the rakyat. So that's one. The other is this question of, well, there's also the entire political morass to look at. And so we don't necessarily want to address all that. I think we've covered it quite a bit on the show in general. But today we just want to look specifically at Parliament and at this question of whether or not they can sit, whether or not, and how this fits in within what we know about the Constitution. So we are going to be speaking after this with Karen Chia, Chairperson of the Bar Council Constitutional Law Committee, to find out more. If you would like to ask any questions, send us your thoughts. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:41 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We've been spending this hour looking in more detail at the emergency ordinance and how this will impact us. Now we're looking at how it will impact Parliament. So if you have questions about this, you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. So we're crossing over now to Karen Chia, Chairperson of the Bar Council Constitutional Law Committee. Karen, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me on BFM.
So to start off, as we said earlier, Pasir Gudang MP Hassan Abdul Karim has said that from a legal perspective, the emergency proclamation and Parliament suspension are two different matters. Is this accurate? Could you take us through that? And also, just to add on, how does the ordinance enter the picture then?
Well, So we have had the proclamation of emergency, which was gazetted on the 12th of January, 2021, which was on Tuesday. That proclamation of emergency actually really is just an announcement by the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong that the entire country is in a state of economic emergency until the 1st of August, 2021. This is, of course, a proclamation that is permitted under Article 150, subsection 1 of the Federal Constitution. But if we look at this proclamation of emergency, this proclamation does not really contain the details as to what is applicable in terms of what can guide us and what happens in terms of the administration and the management of the nation, because it's just a very general announcement that's given by the YDPA. And if we look at this, the Federal Constitution does not specifically provide for the suspension of Parliament directly, because it actually makes indirect instances where, you know, there can be possibilities of both houses of the Parliament sitting even during the emergency period. So that's basically how it goes in terms of what that emergency proclamation is and how it affects whether or not the Parliament is actually suspended. If we are looking at the ordinance, it's a separate matter altogether. The ordinance is something that is going to provide the guide as to what happens during the emergency period.
So, Karen, what laws can we refer to when it comes to the suspension of Parliament and the declaration of emergency?
Yeah, that's actually the whole idea of having the ordinance, the emergency or ordinance that's promulgated by the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong. So in this particular circumstance, what you have seen is now the promulgation of the Emergency Essential Powers Ordinance of 2021, which has just been gazetted yesterday, actually, on the 14th of January, 2021. And if we look at the details of this particular ordinance, you will see that all the details as to what happens during the emergency would be applicable and exercisable by the executive in the country. And that is all the sections within that particular ordinance will actually give you a brief overview as to what can happen during this emergency.
And on that point about a brief overview, does this section then address how Parliament could function during an emergency?
Yes, it does. Actually, if we are looking at the ordinance itself, and I was just reading the ordinance yesterday, the ordinance provides for several things to happen. There is the permission for the executive to actually establish an independent special committee in order to advise the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong as to, you know, what can be done or cannot be done during the emergency period in terms of dealing with the COVID issue. There's also, of course, the power to take temporary possession of land and building and movable property also for purposes of dealing with the COVID issue. And then there is the giving of power to the military to assist the police in enforcing the ordinance, the sections within the ordinance, and to keep public order. Of course, most importantly, what a lot of people are actually interested in is whether or not there is actually suspension of parliament, which is contained in this ordinance. And if you look at the ordinance, yes, there is a suspension of parliament within this particular ordinance. So it is this ordinance that actually gives rise to the issue of the suspension of parliament rather than the proclamation of emergency itself.
So to bring it back to the question of these challenges to the idea of Parliament being suspended, can the suspension actually be challenged in a court of law right now? What form might this action take?
Okay, so interestingly, you did mention about this article in Malay Mail. The MP from Parti Gudang, Hassan Abdul Karim, actually said that he might want to challenge the suspension of Parliament. I'm not sure whether or not he had the benefit of actually citing the ordinance at the time that he gave that statement, because if we're looking at that statement, it doesn't sound as if like he was referring to any of the ordinance at all. He was just merely referring to the federal constitution. So if you look at the federal constitution by itself under Article 150, it does not provide for the suspension of parliament within that Article 150. So technically, he is correct. But as I explained earlier, it actually takes an ordinance which is promulgated by the Yang di-Pertuan Agong to suspend that parliament. And that ordinance, which appeared yesterday, now has given that provision to the suspend that parliament for now, until 1st of August of 2021. So whether or not it now can be taken to the court of law and whether it can an action can be taken, interestingly, the federal constitution itself and even the ordinance itself provides that this exercise of powers would not be justiciable or it cannot be referred to the court. This is under Article 150 or Subsection 8 of the Federal Constitution. There are also several federal court cases that have already been decided when it says that, these powers exercised by the Yang di-Pertuan Agong is actually not justiciable. So the question now would be whether or not Article 150, Subsection 8, which I was mentioning just now, is something that would be seen lightly by the judiciary if it is taken to the court and tested in court. I think, perhaps the MP from Pasir Gudang can lead the way.
So we have a question from a listener who wants to know, is the constitution still in effect during times of emergency or does anything change?
Okay, I think technically speaking, the federal constitution, I would not say that it has been suspended, but I think it is, what I would say is that the federal constitution then becomes sort of like a toothless document, because a substantial part of the articles within the federal constitution can be overridden by an ordinance that is promulgated during the emergency period. So, for example, in this case, if we just take the example of the Emergency Essential Powers Ordinance of 2021, the suspension of Parliament, the not having the elections for the country, the taking of certain power, certain land and building from persons and entities. These are some of these provisions are actually inconsistent with the articles in the federal constitution. And, this is actually permitted because, again, there is a specific express provision within the Article 150 that says if there is any laws ordinance promulgated during the emergency, which happens to be inconsistent with the provisions in the federal constitution, these laws are still considered as valid. So I would not say it is suspended. I'm just saying that, it becomes a little bit powerless.
So who then ultimately decides when Parliament can reconvene and how this will be done?
Um, Okay, so the proclamation of emergency, as we all know it, it is not perpetual. We see that it is for a fixed period until 1st of August 2021. So what happens under Article 150 of the Federal Constitution is within 6 months from the expiry of the emergency period, the ordinance that has been promulgated will cease to have effect. So we're talking about that Emergency Essential Powers Ordinance of 2021. It is not intended to be perpetual. It is only intended to be temporary. And if no one does anything, then automatically 6 months after the 1st of August, this ordinance will then cease to have any effect, and everything goes back to its normal position. So we should reconvene, I think, next year, by the time 31st of January 2022, I think is the date that it expires. So we should reconvene after that.
Karen, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Okay, thanks for having me.
That was Karen Chia, chairperson of the Bar Council Constitutional Law Committee, weighing in on how the proclamation of emergency, which happened earlier this week on Monday, as well as the emergency ordinance, which was gazetted yesterday, how both these things factor in very differently, actually, into whether or not Parliament will be in session. If you have thoughts that you'd like to share, any questions that you'd like to send through, you can, of course, call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.